This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Limits, did you see this confrontation between LeBron and Stephen A. Smith last night?
I did. Pretty intense.
Wow. I was watching that game, too. I couldn't sleep because I had anxiety about Bob not being here and about Ron being gone. And it was a great ending, but I missed that. So Stephen A. is at the game in L.A., and lo and behold, after an overtime win, a great game, LeBron comes over and confronts him. It's an incredible little video. And people are trying to lip read it. It's hard to tell what LeBron is saying. But some have said, keep my son out of it. He said, keep my son. Some are speculating based on lip reading here. And you know, there's nothing as dependable as social media lip readers, but they say, keep my son out of this blank, bro, is what they say LeBron said. And this goes back to maybe, I mean, obviously there's some beef here, major beef, when you walk up to somebody after the game. Stephen A. said on January 29th, which was a while ago, I'm pleading with LeBron James as a father, stop this. We all know Bronny James is in the NBA because of his dad. I don't really have a problem with that. I don't. I never like, you know, dragging kids ever into criticisms or you know, if we're poking fun at somebody or something in sports. But in this situation, the kid is actually, he's an NBA player or has been for a little while. So naturally, he's going to be subjected to the kind of criticism that any pro athlete is. And yes, it's true. He only got in the NBA because of his dad. That's just true. I don't know what else has gone on here with Stephen A. and LeBron. James's agency, Clutch Sports, according to the New York Post, had previously told Smith to leave Bronny alone. How is that attacking Bronny? I don't understand that. He's saying, I'm pleading with LeBron as a father, stop this. We all know Bronny's in the NBA because of his dad. I don't see that as like crossing any kind of lines at all because the kid was in the NBA. He's a pro basketball player. All right. Did you see all that go down last night?
Yeah, I did. And look, Stephen A. kind of addressed it a little bit today, basically saying when you're raised as a journalist professionally, you don't want enemies, but you aren't paid to make friends. What's his exact quote on First Take this morning when he first addressed
it? Do you see anything crossing the line there with what he said previously? I don't.
Not really, no.
I really don't.
He's not catering to LeBron and Bronny. And look, there's been a lot of catering to LeBron in the past. And, I mean, you could argue that that's fair because he is probably the second greatest basketball player ever.
What do you mean catering to LeBron?
LeBron gets a lot of very favorable coverage.
He also gets shredded left and right all the time.
Yeah,
absolutely shredded his whole career from not passing or not, you know, even when he makes the right pass late in the game. And then there's all kinds of things with LeBron. So, you know, I guess yeah, you're right. Some people probably do go overboard in praising him, but many others I felt have gone overboard in ripping him unfairly. But in this situation, I don't think it's unfair.
No, I will sympathize from LeBron's perspective, though. I feel like he's just trying to defend his kid, which yeah. I understand.
But he's the one that put his kid in that position.
Right.
Is Ray on the line?
Yes.
I thought you were having troubles. We're keeping Ray waiting?
Here's Ray.
I'm sorry, Ray. I thought that there was technical issues. My apologies, my friend.
No, I was going to say, why don't you guys call me back after you're done talking about the NBA? But
sorry, man. Ray Fittipaldo brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. And what a man Ray Fittipaldo is. I don't even have to add that. Ray, this thing's got to be coming to a head. What's happening with the quarterback situation? I was reading, hearing it might be done by the end of this week. And I think we're at the end of this week. What's going to happen? Who's going to be the guy?
Yeah, well, listen, though, if you look at last year's timeline, Russell Wilson, I know he wasn't, I know there was a different situation there with him getting caught, but that happened on a Sunday night, I think the day before free agency. I think the Steelers know at this point who their priority is. I think the only drawback or the only holdup is, you know, the agent's probably trying to get the best deal possible for his client. So, you know, I think today, tomorrow, Sunday, I think we'll know at some point in the next 3 days. I'll tell you, if we don't know in the next 3 days, and this drags into, say, Tuesday, then maybe it's going to be someone other than Justin Fields or Russell Wilson.
Right now, who's your bet?
It's still got to be Justin Fields. I haven't heard anything otherwise. The thing that could kind of, you know, cloud the situation here is if there's some maybe unreasonable demands on the part of his agent, you know, that maybe it's too rich for the Steelers, you know, the Steelers' blood or something like that. But I think as long as Justin Fields, you know, as long as he could be had for, you know, 2 years, $30 million, $35 million, something like that, I think the Steelers would have him back. But until it's done, it's not done. So we'll have to see what happens here over the next 72 hours or so.
What kind of market do you know or would you imagine Justin Fields to have outside of Pittsburgh? Another way to phrase that, is there a single is there a single team in the NFL who would guarantee Justin Fields at least pole position in camp?
I think the Steelers would be doing that. So,
other than that.
Would he go to Tennessee and would he have pole position over Will Levis? I don't know. Would he go to the New York Jets? The New York Jets don't have anybody at this point, do they?
Nobody of consequence.
Nobody of consequence. Yeah, so maybe the New York Jets are the only one. But listen, hey, if the New York Jets want to pay Justin Fields $25 million a year, then the Steelers just walk away and say, okay, let's go to plan B. But I don't necessarily think that's going to happen.
Well, why isn't it done already then?
I think the agent's probably trying to get the best deal possible. You know, trying to sweat the Steelers out. Steelers probably have their offer on the table, and, you know, they're trying to get as much money as they can for their client. The legal tampering period starts, I believe, it's noon or 4 p.m. on Monday. So I fully expect, you know, Saturday, Sunday, something will leak out, and, you know, we'll have some news one way or the other, I think.
And is plan B, as far as you know, definitely Russell Wilson? Because something still strikes me as odd that they're even still talking the way the season ended and the stories that came out and the notion that the coordinator doesn't like him. It just seems very odd.
Yeah, I think he would probably, you know, be in the discussion. I don't know if he would be. I mean, at that point, if they don't get Justin Fields, there are other guys who are out there at this point, you know, Sam Darnold, Aaron Rodgers. I guess they would have to weigh, okay, Russ was here last year. We know what he can do. Do we roll the dice on 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers? Do we roll the dice on Sam Darnold, who had one good year, and he had, you know, he had Addison and Justin Jefferson to throw the ball to? I mean, these are all things that the Steelers kind of have to take into their calculus, and I'm sure they're doing that right now. I would say the safe thing to do would be to bring back Russ, but listen, if there are people in that building who feel strongly otherwise, whether it's Omar Khan or Andy Weil or Arthur Smith, you know, maybe they might have some say-so in it, and maybe they would go in another direction.
How much say does Omar Khan have? I see him behind Art, Mike, Andy. I don't know. Does he have a ton of say?
No, I mean Andy and Omar are closely aligned. That's Omar's guy. I wouldn't say that Andy in any way has more say in any kind of personnel decisions. I mean, Andy was brought in here to be the personnel guy, but he's always going to defer, you know, to Omar on any kind of major decisions. I think it's like it's always been. It's a three-way, you know, set up there with you know, the decisions. And, of course, Art's going to have final say. But I think if Omar and Mike are in alignment and Art would disagree, I think he would say, okay, you guys go ahead, do what you want to do. But if there's a situation where maybe he has to break a tie, then that's where I think his role would, you know, likely come into play.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you were running the team, who's a better quarterback in a vacuum, Justin Fields or Sam Darnold?
Man, that's a good question. Totally different types of players, right? You know, I would say Sam Darnold because he fits what a lot of teams in the NFL do. Like, he kind of fits that Vikings, Kevin O'Connell, Sean McVay, Kyle Hanahan model, where if you put good players around him and you scheme it up, he's going to be able to hit open receivers. You know, Justin Fields is probably the guy where if everything isn't great around him, he can, you know, somehow make something out of nothing because he's a terrific athlete. And, you know, he's a good runner. He can scramble and maybe there would be plays off script. So two totally different players. I mean, if you want to turn that conversation to who would be a better fit for this Steelers team right now, I would still say probably Justin Fields because I don't know that the roster is A-plus right now. But, you know, put Sam Darnold in a great situation like, you know, a team that with a stacked roster, I'd probably go with Sam Darnold.
Oh my, Ray, it's trade deadline day. Then that would end. thank you, Limits. We
quite welcome.
We've got it. What is this, Christmas? It's do we have a trade? What's happening?
The Penguins have traded forward Anthony Beauvillier to the Washington Capitals, not yet knowing what the return is going to be.
Well, that would be the most interesting part, is the return. So Anthony Beauvillier, Ray, we hardly knew him, huh?
We did. What's happening with Ricky Raquel, when he's going to get dealt?
I mean, that's the thing, and that's what I warned about at the top of the show, was unless you're going to trade somebody of consequence, this really isn't all that interesting of a trade deadline. I don't know. Beauvillier was a good signing. What does he have, 13 goals in 63 games? He's okay. He's the type of guy I was talking about before that the Pirates have 8 million of. Yes, he can play in the NHL. I get it. Is he any good? Is he that good? Is he going to help somebody? Does he push your program forward in a big way? I don't know. We'll get back to that if we find out the return. And I apologize, Ray, for the interruption.
Just wake me up when they get Ron Francis and Grant Jennings and old Samuelson again.
Right. Know? Right. I was thinking about some of the deadlines passed and how things change when you're in this position. All right, Ray. I heard Steve Palazzolo from Pro Football Focus on with the afternoon guys. He thinks Daniel Jones is better than Justin Fields. Do you agree with that?
I don't know about that. Daniel Jones probably had a longer runway to have success than Justin Fields did. And, he never really got it done with the Giants. And, listen, you can make arguments that neither of those guys were in good situations. Giants offensive line stunk for a lot of his tenure there. I wouldn't say they surrounded him with great weapons other than Barkley. I would say they're similar. The thing that, Daniel Jones is what, a 6 or 7 year vet now?
Yeah.
The thing that sticks out to me, and I just remember this because it happened in the fall, Giants and Steelers played a close game. I think it was a Monday night or a Sunday night. And Daniel Jones, 6 or 7 years in, doesn't change the protection when he's supposed to, and T.J. Watt gets a strip sack to seal the game. I mean, I understand that if you're a rookie or maybe even a second-year player, but if you're a 6 or 7 year vet and you don't change a protection and it causes you to the game, I mean, that's kind of unforgivable. So I think athletically, yeah, I mean, there's some upside there. I just don't know what's upstairs with Daniel Jones. I think you'd be taking a pretty big gamble if you don't know that aspect of who that person and who that quarterback is.
Limits, may I engage Ray in a game of free association?
Yes, you may.
Ray, we're going to the 2-minute offense a little early in the game here. I realize that, but that's what we're going to do. Are you ready?
I am ready, Joe.
Najee going to be here?
No.
Did they miss on Christian Kirk? Should they have made more of an effort to get him?
No, because the Texans are paying all of his salary.
Any of the recently cut wide receivers interest you?
I think Slayton for mid-tier money would be good, yeah.
Justin Fields is going to be the guy. Percent chance you believe that?
51.5%.
If Shedeur Sanders drops somehow to the Steelers or close to them, should they draft him?
No.
If Jackson Dart is available at 21, you know how I feel, Ray. Should they draft him?
No, but I'd do it at 52.
Ooh, so you like Jackson Dart?
Yeah, just not in the first round.
Ray, I appreciate the time. You're a wonderful man.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
See you, buddy. There he goes, Ray Fittipaldo. And I was very sorry that I thought he was having technical difficulties while you and I were going on about Stephen A. and LeBron. Oh, that's a pretty good story, isn't it?
Yeah, really good story. Maybe not as good as Charles Barkley and what he did ripping Kendrick Perkins of ESPN last night.
I saw that too, yes. Maybe you can play that rant later. But in the meantime, especially if the biggest thing the Penguins do today is trade Anthony Beauvillier to the Capitals.
Well, Joe, the funny thing about that is...
What?
This has not been confirmed by Friedman or others yet, but I did see Jesse Marshall tweet it, and a couple of other people are floating it out there too, that... Yeah, here it is, Chris Johnston. The Capitals are sending a second-round pick for Anthony Beauvillier.
Oh, my God.
A second-round pick.
Wow. Okay. That makes it a little more interesting.
That's huge. A second rounder? For a guy that's an impending free agent that's only scored 13 goals this year, 20 points?
How old is Anthony Beauvillier?
27.
He's 27. He's going to be 28. If his team makes the playoffs next year, he'll be 29.
I took a guess that they could get a fourth for Beauvillier.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good return.
A second is a very good return. Even though Washington, it's going to be a late second.
I'm not quite sure it's awoken me or awakened me from my trade deadline slumber. I mean, it's not that much of a needle mover, but a second round pick is pretty good.
It's a really good return.
Yeah.
Maybe Kyle Dubas is cooking something up. Maybe he heard your opening rant, Joe.
He might have.
Your soliloquy.
He might have my soliloquy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.